No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 30th day of March, 2020. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Since we last spoke, there's an increasing sense of urgency over projections about the spread of COVID-19 in Texas. Governor Abbott dramatically expanded his order of a 14-day self-quarantine for anyone flying into the Lone Star State from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or New Orleans. Now, the governor's mandating the same for folks flying in from Miami, Atlanta, Detroit, and Chicago, as well as anywhere in California and Washington. Abbott also included those traveling by car into Texas from anywhere in Louisiana. He says troopers will be enforcing the order. While so far the Lone Star State has been spared the worst of such scenes as they've experienced in New York and New Orleans, with coronavirus cases in Texas now crossing the 2,500 mark, Governor Abbott says the state has asked for the help of FEMA and the National Guard in looking for potential alternative emergency care sites. Trying to imagine where Texas will be 1, 2, 3 weeks from now. The K. Bailey Hutchison Center in Dallas, normally used for conventions and the like, is being set up as what's described as a pop-up hospital with 250 to 1,400 beds to accommodate overflow from local hospitals if needed, though hospitals report they have enough capacity for patients at the moment. Over the weekend, Texas's senior Senator John Cornyn announced an additional $237 million for Texas emergency efforts. Senator Cornyn joins us now. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
It's good to be with you. Thank you.
I just mentioned these new federal funds for emergency relief for Texas, COVID-19 response. Where's that money going to be going? It's almost $240 million, as I understand it.
Well, that's the initial response to help our first responders and to hospital personnel primarily. But as you know, we've now passed three major pieces of legislation in order to try to protect people from this virus, as well as to ease some of the economic hardship that we know is going to ensue from some of the protective measures that we're all having to undertake.
What are you telling constituents about when individuals and families are going to receive stimulus checks?
Well, we are going to see within 2 to 3 weeks money that goes directly to people who are out of work and not receiving any income through no fault of their own. The size of the check will depend on income and size of the family, but a family of four making up to $150,000 could receive as much as $3,400. This is going to be distributed, hopefully direct deposited via the IRS. And then immediately we are seeing additional benefits for unemployment insurance for people who are out of work. We also added an additional federal benefit of about $600 on top of that benefit and extended it for another 13 weeks through the end of the year. And then providing help to small businesses, we're trying to help them stay alive so that when we defeat this virus, which we will, there will be jobs available to people on the back end.
Senator, over the weekend, Texas doctors who are in need of those masks for doing their work through a business connection to a factory in Mexico got more masks to healthcare workers here in Texas. How satisfied are you with industry's response to the demand for protective equipment and access to testing and the turnaround of results?
Well, we are learning a lot of lessons, one of which is don't depend on China for our supply chain for medical equipment. But right now, I hope people will avoid some of the finger pointing and just try to get all hands on deck and all the equipment in the hands of the people who need it the most. I've actually been very impressed by the response of the private sector and the government working together to make sure that the two things that Governor Abbott told me he needs the most is adequate testing and personal protective equipment. People like Chief Acevedo in Houston have said his police officers need that personal protective equipment because they're having to answer calls and they don't want to be exposed and end up getting sick themselves. So testing and personal protective equipment are the priorities, and I would say you're seeing a surge in that capacity occurring as we speak.
Senator, you mentioned China and finger pointing, and I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about something that we've been hearing from a lot of listeners about. Mr. Trump's got a lot of pushback for calling the coronavirus the Chinese virus, and you seemed to double down on that a couple of weeks ago, saying China's a place, and quoting you here, where people eat bats and snakes and dogs and things like that. Now, a lot of listeners read this as an attack on Chinese people. Why did you feel a need to make that characterization?
Well, if they had listened carefully, it was not an attack on Chinese people. I was directing people's attention to these wet markets that operate in some parts of China, which have been the source of viruses which have jumped from animals to people. SARS is one example, and it appears now that this novel coronavirus has also jumped from animals that are collected and used for food in these wet markets in China with very unsanitary conditions. And I think it's a wake-up call for all of us, because what starts in the Wuhan province of China doesn't stay there. And we're seeing this global pandemic as a result, which ought to be a warning to us and China to protect itself by shutting down some of these wet markets.
But I think you probably understand a lot of people sort of feeling like that was stereotyping. I mean, heck, Texans eat rattlesnakes. We've been to Sweetwater, right? I mean, and that doesn't really tell the whole story, does it? I mean, what would you say?
It's not the same thing. It's counterfactual for people to suggest that this is somehow a commentary on Asians or Chinese. This is a factual statement that's well borne out by the news media, that these open markets, these wet markets in China, are the source of the virus. They can ignore that if they want. They can pursue some other agenda, but that's the fact.
Understood. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, thanks so much for spending a few minutes of your time with us on the Texas Standard. We certainly do appreciate it, Senator.
Thanks for having me.